Daily Brief, May 19, 2026, top of mind. The Iran war narrative flipped intraday on Trump's late afternoon hold-off on strikes, but oil only fell 1.6%. The market is pricing that any deal is fragile and the Strait of Hormuz remains shut. The NextEra Dominion 194B all-stock merger, NED, is the week's biggest corporate signal. Utilities are now the AI trade's infrastructure play, and regulatory risk is the swing factor. Meanwhile, the global bond sell-off accelerating, 30-wire US at 5.16%, is the macro event that could break the equity rally. S&P 500 earnings yield is now below the 10-wire yield for the first time since 2002. Catalyst radar. NVDA earnings. Wednesday, single highest signal event for tech direction and AI capex narrative, G7 finance ministers meet in Paris. Iran economic fallout containment, potential coordinated SPR releases. SpaceX IPO filing expected this week. Could be the largest US IPO ever. D1 Capital, Darsana stand to book 20 BB plus in paper gains, analyst, and opinion columns. Bloomberg opinion, authors. Calling the global bond sell-off a slow-motion car wreck. Notes that the US 30YR broke 5% without much difficulty, and Barclays sees 5.5% as plausible. The S&P 500's calm is the unhealthy part. Bond markets are repricing risk, while equities are still pretending AI is a sufficient counterweight. FT Unhedged points out that the two supports for the recent equity rally, earnings season and the Iran perception of improvement, are both fading. Deutsche Bank research flagged, tail risks have grown to uncomfortable levels. The core question, does the bond market know something stocks are ignoring? FT, Katie Martin. The risk of a physical shortage of oil if the strait closure lasts longer is becoming a fat tail that markets are not pricing linearly. Nvidia earnings are the last big hitter before the earnings support falls away. WSJ heard on the street. Nebius. NBIS is the riskier AI cloud play versus CoreWeave, but has structural advantages, in-house data center design, Europe base, Meta, Microsoft deals. Trading at 10x forward revenue with $20.25 billion, projected capex, high risk, high upside. Markets, equities, S&P 500, 0.07%, NASDAQ, 0.5%, Dow, 0.3%. Tech-led declines on rotation out of AI stocks. The S&P has now fallen for two straight sessions for the first time this month. Kospi, 3.1% led Asia lower on chip weakness. Nikkei, 0.4% despite Japan GDP beat. 2.1% annualized versus 1.7% EST. Oil, Brent settled at 112, dipped to 110 after Trump's hold-off post. The Strait of Hormuz remains effectively shut. The US extended Russian oil sanctions waiver for 30 days to contain price surge. A politically controversial move, accusations of funding Putin's war machine. Bonds, 10YR UST yield at 4.62%, highest since Feb 2025. 30YR hit 5.16% intraday before settling, while 5.14%. Japan 30YR broke 4% for first time since 1999. Germany 30YR at 3.69%, 2011 high. UK 30YR near 6%. The sell-off is synchronized globally, not just US specific. Gold, 0.7% to 4,137, under pressure from higher yields, down 14% since the war started. Dollar, WSJ dollar index, 0.2%. JPY and CNY showing resilience. China's cross-border inflows resumed with 61.9 B net in April. Economy, US inflation fear is now the dominant macro narrative. Consumer prices rose at fastest clip in 3 years in April. One-year inflation swap broke above 4% for first time since early 2025. Markets pricing 75% probability of a Fed hike by year end. A week ago, it was 15%. Brown University study, Iran war has cost Americans 41.5 B in extra fuel costs, 316 Tal household. Petrol at $4.52 gallon, diesel near record at $5.63. This is the single largest shock to household budgets and the driver of Trump's approval sinking to 37%. Japan GDP beat, 2.1% annualized Q1, is rearview. The BOJ has already cut FY 2026 growth forecast to 0.5% and raised inflation outlook to 2.8%. The May 7 BOJ meeting explicitly warned energy costs will crimp corporate profits and household incomes. Business, finance. Next era Dominion mega deal, NEE, D, all stock, 194B market cap, 420B including debt. Creates the largest US utility with 10 Emeta customers and a 130 GW data center demand pipeline. Bill credits of 2.25B to Dominion customers in VANCASC are a clear bid to win regulatory approval. The AI data center power demand thesis is now concentrated in this combined entity, but regulatory path is the key risk, FERC, state commissions. Knee down, 1% on the news, D up, and 23% at the close. Source conflict, NYT and FT both cover, but NYT emphasizes the political risk. Virginia Governor Spanberger has criticized data center costs. FT emphasizes the strategic rationale. Adani legal relief, DOJ move to drop bribery charges, NYT. Typifies the transactional nature of the Justice Department under Trump. SEC settled for 18 mimatons fine. Treasury settled Iran sanctions case for 275 m. Adani Enterprises up 1.9% in India. The 10B US investment offer by Adani was not cited as official rationale per NYT, but the timing is clear. Key for Indian equity flows and Adani Group debt refinancing. Standard Chartered job cuts, cutting 15% of corporate function roles by 2030, targeting 18% ROTE by 2030. The AI-driven cost-cutting narrative continues. Jefferies called targets conservatively struck. Stan shares up 2.5% in HK. Trump personal trading disclosed 3,700 plus trades in Q1 across his accounts. 1.75 LEPA plus NVDA purchases, 5M plus MSFT sale. The timing around NVIDIA China chip clearance and Microsoft AI utility promise raises obvious ethics questions. WSJ scooped this. SpaceX IPO mania, filing expected as soon as Wednesday. D1 Capital at 20 buy stake, Darsana at 15B plus, almost 60% of AUM. 1.75T valuation target. The FT Genius Bubble column argues this is a signal of peak founder premium. But the hedge fund returns are real and concentrated. World geopolitics, Iran war, the key development. Trump called off a scheduled attack tomorrow after Qatar, Saudi, UAE appealed for more time for negotiations. Iran's semi-official Tasnim said Iran won't end its nuclear program. The strait remains shut. US issued 30-day Russian oil waiver to contain price surge. The market is treating any progress as noise until Hormuz actually reopens. Oil prices barely moved on the news. IMF's Georgieva warned of a physical shortage of oil scenario. 30-year UST yield at 5.16% is the bond market pricing this in. Putin to Beijing today, days after Trump left. The power of Siberia, two gas pipeline deal is the focus, 50 BCM, YR. Russia needs the revenue, China needs alternatives to Hormuz oil to gas. But pricing remains the sticking point, China wants domestic subsidized prices. The timing is a deliberate signal that China can manage both superpowers. G7 finance ministers in Paris, Besant urged allies to crack down on illicit finance, fueling the Iranian war machine. The irony of the US extending Russian oil waivers at the same meeting was not lost on anyone. The core tension, Trump's tariffs on allies have not been resolved. Trump approval at 37%, NYT Siena, 64% disapprove of his economy handling. 47% of independents say his policies hurt them. Democrats lead generic ballot by 10 points. The midterm is now clearly in play. Technology.ai. Meta layoffs begin this week. 8,000 jobs, 10% of workforce, starting Wednesday. CapEx guidance raised to 145B. The internal message has shifted from Zuckerberg's 2022 "I got this wrong" apology to a cold efficiency mandate, no apology this time. More rounds expected in August and year end. MSFT down 5% in 12 months. Meta down 7% YTD. The AI CapEx versus headcount trade is now explicit. Musk versus OpenAI verdict. Jury ruled Musk's claim was outside the 3-year statute of limitations, a technicality per Musk, who will appeal. The 180B disgorgement claim failed. This clears the path for OpenAI's IPO. The substantive question, did Altman steal a charity, was never answered. Nvidia this week. Earnings Wednesday, expected DC revenue of 73 buys for April quarter, 86% YOY. But the Iran war's supply chain impact is now a question for guidance. Helium shortages, energy costs, freight disruption. The stock is down 1.3% today in anticipation. 10YR yield earnings yield is the structural concern. Google IRO starts today. The question is whether Gemini 4 debuts or it's just a 3.x iteration. Street wants to see AI agents as a real product layer, not just demos. Google up 140% over 12 months, the bar is high. Anthropic briefing FSB on Mythos vulnerabilities. The AI model that found thousands of high-severity vulnerabilities is now being briefed to G20 central banks and finance ministries. This is the first concrete sign of systemic AI risk being taken seriously by financial regulators. Not as a future concern, but as an existing threat.